giving a soul the gift of heaven is the single greatest gift that you can give them. This is why praying for the souls in purgatory is so important. But when we not only pray for the souls in purgatory, but seek to empty purgatory completely, it's the single greatest achievement we could possibly do, because it gives them this greatest gift, but it also brings down to earth untold gifts and graces that we cannot even begin to describe. That's why that is the mission of this channel. With the incredible help of my beloved Irish friends, I have found a way to do so. Listen to this.
As Catholics, we are part of a sacred spiritual union. The body of Christ, connected to the faithful on earth, the souls in purgatory, and the saints and angels in heaven. This divine communion calls us to a vital mission, to pray for the holy souls in purgatory. With the massive success of last year's 1 billion souls devotion, and with 12 billion souls being saved, we now invite you to help us pray for the release of 140 billion souls yearly. This year, we're inviting 4,000 faithful people to commit to praying the St. Gertrude Chaplet twice a day for a year, so that 140 billion souls will be released from purgatory each year, whether they have died in the past or to die in the future. This is an urgent call to the whole church, with the aim to reignite the most powerful devotion that God has ever given us, and to rekindle our faith by both praying for and receiving the intercessional prayers from the holy souls. Praying for them is the greatest act of charity, consoling not only their suffering, but it also consoles the very heart of God. Purgatory is not a place of despair, but of holy redemption. It's a merciful fire where souls are refined and purified so they can enter the fullness of God's presence in the beatific vision. By praying for them, we participate in God's redemptive plan, opening the doors of heaven wider and pouring out the ocean of mercy further. A spiritual cleansing and revival of the land, which is needed for the times that we are in now, as the church goes through Christ's passion. As St. Augustine said, the prayers for the living help the dead, and the dead, in turn, they pray for the living. This is the beauty of our faith. It's a reciprocal outpouring of love and mercy by the prayers of the holy souls, a spiritual army as part of the church militant. The holy souls become our spiritual guardians, the unseen army and the backbone of the church interceding for us. I want you to take a moment and imagine this. When you stand before the throne of God to receive your crown of glory, Jesus will say, "Welcome, my faithful and loving servant." And behind you there will be thousands, perhaps millions of holy souls following you through the heavenly gates. When you ask our Lord, "Who are all these angels following me from behind?" With great love and tender joy, Jesus will say, "These are the poor little suffering souls who I save through your prayers, acts and sufferings on earth which led them to their inheritance. They are now here to lead you to receive your inheritance." Unfortunately, as Catholics today, we have forgotten the importance of praying for the holy souls. The church has been torn apart because we have abandoned these powerful traditions that our ancestors did so well. The blood of the martyrs cries out for the land for justice, and it is through our smallest offerings, our smallest, simplest sacrifice that brings them great consolation. And in return, we receive great graces and sanctification. In Ireland, the army of the holy souls has always stood side by side with our ancestors through hardships, persecution, and famine, which led to the faith being on fire in Ireland, which gave Ireland the title Guardians of the Faith. This is a call to restore one of the most powerful devotions ever given to the church. If we neglect the holy souls, we risk weakening the church. But if we remember them, God can unleash graces that can revive our faith and heal our world, our lands, and our church. A country that has forgotten its past is a country that will never have a future. We must spread and renew this sacred duty and tradition which has been lost. Please sign up and join us in praying the St. Gertrude Chaplet Prayer twice daily for 1 year. Sign up with us at 1billionsoulsdevotion.com.
Now, when I first watched that video and I saw their goal of releasing 140 billion souls a year, I stopped and I paused. Because if you know the numbers, it is said that there have been roughly 110 billion to 150 billion humans on Earth. And I thought, wait a minute, that's way more grace than we need. But as I stopped to reflect on it, I realize that we would be doing exactly what Christ himself has done. Christ hasn't laid down just enough grace for us to be saved. He has obtained a superabundant amount of grace, more than we can possibly ever even need or imagine. That's why that is their intention, to obtain more than enough grace for all the current souls in purgatory to be released, and if possible, for all the future ones to have that grace waiting for them as they enter purgatory. Now, we know that ultimately God decides when and how a soul is released. Nevertheless, we implore God's mercy to fulfill this pious tradition and belief that each time the St. Gertrude prayer is prayed, 1,000 souls be released from purgatory. My friends, we need 4,000 courageous souls to commit for a year to pray for the souls in purgatory in this way. Please sign up if you're going to do that right here. Now, on the one hand, I want you to discern with the Holy Spirit if this is something that falls within what you are able to do. And on the other, I invite you to be generous and courageous. Let me share with you from my own experience that in having this channel that is very much dedicated to the souls in purgatory, the blessings that I have received, the adventures that I have gone on have been incredible. But I think even more than that, the way that my faith has grown and the people that I have met have been unbelievable. I want this same experience for you. I want you to see what I have seen, to hear what I have heard, and to experience in your hearts the same things I have. Join me in committing to this. Let's empty purgatory together. God bless you, and I'll see you in the next one.